Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to everyone. Good morning to all. The other day, I came across an interesting definition of anger, and I wanted to share it with you this morning. The definition went like this, quote, "Anger is a punishment we give to ourselves for somebody else's mistake." In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul also offers some advice regarding anger. In verse 26, he says, quote, "In your anger do not sin, and do not let the sun go down while you are still angry." Is it possible to become angry without sinning, we might ask? Yes, it is. Believe it or not, Jesus, who we remember did not sin, became angry doing his ministry. As an example, in Mark chapter 3, Jesus was preparing to heal the man with the shriveled hand. Some of those present that day were watching Jesus closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath day, which was against their law. Verse 5 says this, quote, "Jesus looked around at them in anger and was deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts." Jesus became angry, but he did not become angry over trivial things. Jesus became angry because of the people's lack of empathy for another person's suffering. Question: what causes us, what causes you, what causes me to become angry? We can become angry when we see people being mistreated and taken advantage of in the world, and we would be justified in that anger. But oftentimes, we become angry at trivial little things. Somebody might cut us off in traffic and we become angry. Someone may speak to us in an uncourteous manner which offends us and makes us angry. Regardless of why we become angry, remember what Paul said, "Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry." Now that is good, sound advice for everyone. Every one of us. Whether we have justification for our anger or not, it is not healthy to hold on to anger. Anger can and anger will eventually fester like an ugly infected boil. Friends, unchecked anger can strain relationships and even ruin relationships. Remember, anger is a punishment we give to ourselves for someone else's mistake. Let us pray. Father God, inspire us to be led by the Holy Spirit in order to have a calmer demeanor. Please help us control our emotions. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.